the same time, it's a nice example of the way that he's used those two apps to kind of, you know, capture different periods, I guess. So, I mean, they're just two examples. There are more and more apps appearing all the time. I've just shut the window by mistake, so I'll open that one up again. Right, so, yes, so that's 8mm and OSnap time-lapse app. Yeah, there's a couple of links on here. There's a really good article, The Aesthetics of Cell Phone-Made Films, which is worth a read in Art Pulse magazine. It's kind of, it's an academic piece, but it's a really nice overview of how the aesthetics have kind of changed, as I say, according to technological shifts, so worth giving that a read. Here's something that I love for inspiration, a camera drama. Check this one out, this is on Vimeo. So yeah, and this is all about, you know, thinking about what you can do in terms of placing your phone. Really nice bit here. So let's have a look and see what they've been up to.
That's a way to make friends.
Yeah, some really awesome effects that you can do just with a bit of imagination, really. And, I mean, some of the things I've seen from students over the years, I mean, one of the earliest, I think the first time we did mobile film stuff with our students, one of them did something very much along those lines. It still stays with me now. It's one of my favourite little clips. And he's really into scratching, and all he did was just sellotape his phone to the middle of his record as he was scratching, and so it filmed upwards. And it was just, you know, obviously it was perfectly in sync. And it was just such a neat little effect, but so simple to do. So, you know, it's really important to kind of think about place, where you can put things. I mean, Dan alluded to that as well. And the whole idea of, you know, space, place, location, motion, all the kind of things that you can do that you can't do with a normal camera. So underneath there, I've got a couple of links. As I said, I'm going to keep adding to this stuff, so hopefully it'll just be a growing resource. But nice article from Vimeo, actually, on mobile video tips and techniques there. There's another one, how to capture breaking news on your cell phone, from YouTube. I must confess, I haven't watched that one. It was in my Digo library, and I thought it was possible.